Good morning, especially those members of University Park Baptist Church and the deacons, as you know, discussed yesterday because of the new the health alert and the spike in the COVID cases. They made the decision, and I agree with them that out of the abundance of caution and love for our elderly and brothers and sisters that are also dealing with underlying health issues, that we would suspend our public gathering and wait to see how the situation changes or improves. And in case you didn't know, this week, starting Monday, my father became very ill. So much so that I arrived at his home one afternoon midweek and found he had a temperature of 104.9, almost 105 degrees. And with some intervention, just cold compresses and towels, just soaking his entire upper torso, we were able, fortunately, to get his temperature down. And so because of his sickness and the symptoms, they had him come in, and he's been tested for COVID-19, and we're awaiting the test results. Another sister in the church who was a member of the counting team that was with my dad on Monday, she also developed very similar symptoms to his, and she was taken to a clinic by her son, and she tested negative for flu and for strep, and so she also is now awaiting the results for her COVID-19 test. So as you can see, we have to deal with things that are very uncertain. Here I am. I'm the primary caregiver for my father. I've been with him for the last 2 days. I spent the night there last night. I'm just making this recording to speak to you so that you can have something for this Sunday morning. But my full attention has been on just providing care for my father. He's been so weak that he's needed someone to come alongside. Such a picture of the opportunity we have as believers to come alongside and love one another. Last night, literally, if I had not been there at his side holding him up, I have no doubt he would have fallen again. He fell yesterday while he was on his own, just trying to get up and turn off a light. He fell full length, face forward to the floor. Fortunately, he was not hurt. But in his weakened condition, with his body dealing with temperature and just the nausea, the aches and the pains, a general weakness that comes when your body's dealing with something like this. It's just left him in a state where he's very dizzy and in great need of assistance. And here as believers, we have that opportunity to provide that kind of love and support for one another. And just for you to have something to meditate on and to consider this morning, you know, here I am. I'm your pastor. But I'm also just a regular man, just a human being like the rest of you, a brother in Christ. And I've been exposed for several days to the potential COVID-19 virus myself. I'm married. Those of you who know me, my wife, Dina, and we have our special needs daughter, Anna, who lives with us. She's 30 years old, nonverbal. So I really am facing potential risk of myself, caring for my father, not certain what the days are ahead for him. He is not in extreme crisis, but he's extremely weak right now. And knowing that myself, my wife, my daughter is all exposed, it can be dizzying to myself. But here's an opportunity for me to just speak to you as someone who of trusting in the Lord. I'm not going to be anxious. That's one thing I've learned, is that we are not to be anxious about anything. That does not help. Our first response needs to be look towards our Heavenly Father and anticipate His help. He is so good. You know, my dad's experiencing something that in the medical field they call orthostatic hypotension. After surgery, or when a person has had to, it been sick and had to lie down in a prone position too long, when they first get up, the blood can pool in the lower extremities, and it can cause lightheadedness because the brain is not really receiving as much oxygen as it normally should. And what we're trained to do as when I was in college, I worked in the physical therapy department as an aide. They trained us to just help a person realize they need to go slow. They need to sit up and wait for the body to adjust the circulation to where that cloudiness in the head, that dizziness, that lightheadedness will pass. And as believers, can I encourage you, if you're somewhat traumatized and fearful because of the spike in the COVID cases, can I encourage you just to be still? Stop, slow down. Don't panic. If a person with orthostatic hypotension, if he tries to stand up and tries to walk too quick and before waiting for that lightheadedness and the dizziness to pass, he's in danger of stumbling or falling. So the best thing to do is what the scripture says, be still. Wait upon the Lord. Don't rush. Don't panic. Don't give in to fear. Give time for the Spirit to settle your heart and your mind. Don't let your thoughts race, because a mind that begins to race and begins to give way to fear will act unwisely, and you'll say things or you'll make decisions that could cause you to fall in some way, and sadly those falls sometimes involve others. But it's good for us to remember to be still and to wait upon the Lord. So here I am. Yes, my father may have COVID-19, myself, my wife, my daughter, other who have been around me this week, we may all have been exposed to the virus. And so what are we going to do? We're going to be anxious for nothing. But in everything, in this particular situation, like in everything else, through prayer and petition, we're going to let our request be made known to God. And what request am I going to be known to God, my Father, right now? I'm not going to be asking, spare me from the coronavirus, because the scripture says in the book of Ecclesiastes that time and chance happen to all. Well, I believe that my Heavenly Father can spare me and my wife and my daughter and my friends from going through dealing with the coronavirus, but I don't have to make that request. My first concern is that His peace will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and that I will remember that whatever my Father allows, that His grace will be sufficient for me. And I want to minister to my Father, to serve Him, and to act in a way that is guided by His Spirit, that's guided by His grace, that is full of peace. Apprehension and fear do not necessarily produce clarity of mind. They don't tend to produce in us the ability to make sound and wise decisions. So I'm just remembering, be still. Be still and know that I am God. My Heavenly Father knows about this situation and what He has allowed, whatever the outcome may be. And that's another thing that I've learned. He can decide the outcome. I don't need to know what the outcome will be. I don't need to know what the outcome for my father will be. I don't need to know what the outcome for me will be, or my wife will be, or my special needs daughter Anna will be. That's not the basis for whether I have peace or not. The basis for my being able to enjoy the peace of my Heavenly Father is the assurance that He cares, that He is with me, that His grace is sufficient for me, and that He's promised that He's not going to let me or anyone around me experience a trial beyond our ability to endure. And temptation and trying and testing, they're all similar in this regard. They squeeze us, they press us, and in that pressure that we find ourselves in, we're tempted to be drawn away from a quiet, anticipant trust in our Father's goodness to those racing thoughts of what if this happened, what are we going to do if this occurs? That doesn't bring peace. What brings us peace and keeps us at peace is trusting, our Heavenly Father. And it's interesting to me, as I've observed my father being sick, my father has been blessed with an abundance of health, a stout disposition. But it's interesting, when a sickness has entered the body and when his body is battling some kind of infection, the weakness that occurs can be debilitating. And these are some of the things that result from an infection, a sickness, the danger of dehydration, the danger of lack of nourishment, the interruption of sleep. When a believer begins to experience spiritual sickness, they're not being filled with the Holy Spirit. They're not drinking of the joy and the peace and the meekness and the goodness of the Holy Spirit. They dry out, and they may not even perceive it because they're not being refreshed in the Lord. They just become weaker and weaker and weaker. And it's one of the things that's common when a person is sick, they need to be encouraged to drink. That's one of the things I'm there to do for my father now, to encourage him to drink, to encourage him to take nutrition, because, when we become sick or weak, it's one of the things that we have to deal with is lack of appetite. And spiritually speaking, let me encourage you, if you have grown weak, can I encourage you to seek the Lord for his help in renewing your thirst, your hunger and your thirst for his righteousness? Because that lack of appetite almost comes upon us imperceptibly. We just lose the desire to eat, and it's no longer enjoyable. I pray that that's not the situation you're in now, that you've not lost your hunger and thirst after the Lord's presence and after his fellowship, after a wonderful time in his word where you're tasting and you're seeing that the Lord is good. How blessed it is when times are happy. The scripture says when times are happy, be glad, rejoice. When times are bad or difficult, consider the Lord hath made the one as well as the other. We have to trust that our Father allows his children to go through difficulties. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a passage that says that the battle is not always to the strong. The race is not always won by the swift, but time and chance happen to all. I'm not going to try to figure out if my father has COVID, or if this other sister in the Lord has COVID, or if the Lord, our Heavenly Father, allows myself or my wife or my daughter to have to deal with this. I'm not going to try to figure out whether God sent it or whether he allows it or the difference. I don't need to dwell on the difficult questions like that. I have assurance that my Heavenly Father is with me and that His grace will be sufficient for me. And times of weakness, just they cause me to be able to appreciate more His protection, His strength, His provision, how wonderfully good and blessed my life has been. And let me encourage you to do the same. You know, all of us are facing some uncertainty. Some of you who are watching me this morning, you've been around me. Potentially, we've all been exposed to a virus. But let me reassure you again, you've already heard me say this. This virus, as serious as it is, can only affect our outer man, our physical body. It cannot affect our spirit, our internal life. And if you've learned, if you've grown in the Lord, one of the things that I hope you have learned is that when the outer man is fading or weakening or perishing, as the scripture says, inwardly in our spirit, the inner man should be being renewed day by day. Many of you from University Park are already in years where your outer man is becoming weaker. Some of you have difficulty walking. You need the assistance of a walker. Some of you are taking dialysis on a regular basis. Some of you are having to take insulin on a regular basis. Many of you are dealing with the compound effects of age. God is not going to save us from our physical bodies becoming weak. If you happen to be young and you're watching this, your days are coming. It's wonderful to feel vigor and vim, to expend energy and recover the next day like almost to be stimulated by it. But the scripture is very clear. Outwardly, we are perishing. It's inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And this is my encouragement to those of us from University Park. Let's let all of the uncertainty of what we're facing physically, what we're facing in our city, in our state, in our nation, the things that may affect us from the outside could be severe. This time could be long. We all hope for a breakthrough. We all hope for things to return back to normal. But we don't need life to be easy or normal on the outside. Perhaps the Lord is at least allowing or can use this situation to turn our dependency away from the pampering of our external lives. We are so blessed in this country to have nearly everything we need for physical comforts and orders. We can travel. We have abundance of food. Most of us live in a comfortable environment. Those who are fortunate, I realize that there are homeless, there are those that are dealing with very difficult external circumstances, but for many of us, our external lives have been extremely comfortable. And one of the bad side effects of that comfort can be the neglect of our inner man, the neglect of being strengthened by His Spirit in our inner man so that Christ can dwell in our hearts through faith, where we learn to become rooted and established in love and receive power together with other saints to be able to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we can be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Inwardly, if we are strengthened inwardly, we become less dependent upon the changes in our external circumstances. And it's through the eyes of faith and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit our spiritual gait is steady. We, even if our outward circumstances are difficult, we find within ourselves a spiritual ballast, a steadiness, something that keeps us from being blown to and fro and capsizing in the storms, the external storms that we deal with in this life. Let me encourage you from your inner man, where your spirit is, where Christ dwells in you through the Holy Spirit, to find that inner refuge within you, where God is there in with you in the present. And listen for that still small voice that will encourage you, be still. Be still and know, remember, think it through. God is God. This is His creation. He is with us. He will guide us through these difficult circumstances. And let's don't become like the disciples who, in the midst of the storm, panic. And in their panic, what did they cry out? Lord, don't you care? We're about to perish. Fortunately, we know our Lord was very merciful. He simply saw their situation, immediately stood up, and He spoke to the raging storm that they were in to be calm. And the wind died, and the waves died down, and there was a calm. And the disciples and awe, a fear and awe came over the disciples as they realized this man has authority even over the wind and the waves. This reminds me of a verse in the song, Be Still My Soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently your cross of grief or pain. Leave to our God to honor and to decide. And, you know, in thorny ways, He faithful will remain. Be still my soul. Your best, your heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. And another verse, be still my soul. Your guide doth undertake to guide the future, just as He has the path. Thy confidence, thy hope, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and wind still know His voice who ruled them while He dwelt below. So please, if you find yourselves in this new upheaval, this spike in these coronavirus cases, if you find yourselves in a situation like I'm in, I've been exposed. I'm caring for a person side by side, walking with him, my father, who may have COVID-19. Whatever he has, it's serious. It's made him extremely weak and very sick. And I am so blessed to have the opportunity to be there alongside him, whatever it may mean for me or my wife or my daughter. Whatever may happen, let me assure you, the ruling factor in my mind and heart is my Father's grace is sufficient for me. And He will not allow me to go through anything without being there with me to strengthen me and to support me. There may be loss. I'm not anticipating that. I don't, whether there is loss or whether there is gain. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul said, my heart's desire is that the Lord would be glorified either way. That in my heart's desire for us as a church fellowship is that whenever that time comes, because death is the destiny for all of us, and someday our physical life is going to come to an end. And if the Lord allows, many of us, that will be after many years in having lived a wonderfully long life on the earth. But that's our, it's the destiny for all of us. And Lord, our, unless our Lord returns while we still happen to be alive physically. And that our future also includes an increasing weakening of our physical bodies. There's dementia. There is all kind of things that happen. A diminishing of our physical capabilities. This awaits all of us. But our faith should not diminish. Our spirits should stay fresh and strong to the very end. This is my prayer for us as believers in the Lord, that our faith, it's like Peter facing what he was about to face. Jesus was about to be arrested. And Peter, in his boldness, thought, oh, Lord, if all else abandon you, I will never abandon you. Jesus knew better and looked at him and said, Peter, you know, before the cock crows twice, you're going to have denied me three times. And then he said something to Peter and the disciples that Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But he said, I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And that's my prayer for those of you at University Park and those that might be hearing this this short video today, that whatever happens to you physically, that your faith may not fail. Because David said, my heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. And that said, in this current health crisis, in the crisis with my father and potential exposure to myself and my wife, my daughter, God is the strength of my heart. He is my portion forever. My life is secure in his hands, and so is yours. And so for that reason, you want to encourage us to do? Let's give thanks. Let's give thanks for the fact that he is with us for every day he gives us, for the strength he allows to us. And let's look to him to guide those in our country and continue to pray for those in our government, those in the medical field that are using their God-given talents and abilities to search for a remedy for the situation we're in. And let's be grateful that he has also given us the kind of ability to reason, to come alongside and help one another when we do become weak and ill. Physically. And let's do the same spiritually. If we notice that one another has become weak and ill spiritually, let's come alongside and let's seek to minister and encourage and comfort one another until we regain that physical strength. Hope you have a wonderful Lord's Day, and may our Lord's peace guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Do be anxious for nothing. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them become afraid. Our Father has a place for us. You know, though we experience the difficulties and trials in this life, it says there's laid up for us a treasure that thieves can't steal and that moths can't get to, or rust cannot corrupt. It's preserved for us in heaven. And perhaps with so much of our physical comfort and our external circumstances, the assurance that we normally put on those things and the confidence we put in those things, since much of that has been removed, perhaps it'll give us the opportunity to set our minds and our hope on things above, where they should have been all along, and not on earthly things. And because of that promise and the future that awaits us there, whatever happens to us between now and then, we trust that in it, our God will work it together for our good. He has not promised to prevent us from experiencing suffering and difficulty, what he has promised is that he would go be with us and go with us through whatever difficulty we face. And that in the difficulty, he will be at work together for his good. And let's give him thanks and anticipate his help and his blessings during this time. God bless you. Have a wonderful Lord's Day. Until next time.